Welcome to A Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at a really interesting case study digging into how healthcare development actually works on the ground.
Yeah, it's focused on the Hampton Roads Health Center down in Portsmouth, Virginia. We've got some notes and details about their project and how Page Healthcare got involved.
Right. And our mission here isn't just to, you know, list facts. We want to unpack the challenges they ran into, look at the big decisions they had to make based on what we know, and hopefully pull out some key lessons from this specific situation.
Exactly. And the core of it really was this big problem they had, an old building just not cutting it anymore. Plus, there was this crucial funding involved tied to a really tight deadline.
So they were stuck with a fundamental choice, weren't they? Fix up the old place or make a big jump somewhere new?
That's the heart of it. So let's set the scene. The Hampton Roads Health Center, they get connected with Page Healthcare back in 2017. Apparently, the local economic development office in Portsmouth made the introduction.
Okay. And what was the deal with the existing clinic? What state was it actually in?
Well, the notes describe it as very old.
Right.
Basically, you know, at the end of its lifespan. And not just old, but the location wasn't really ideal anymore either.
And I gather it was physically limiting, too. Like, they couldn't add the services they needed.
That's a key point. It wasn't just cramped for what they were doing then. It literally couldn't accommodate growth or new services for the future.
So actual physical problems.
Oh, yeah. The sources mentioned specific things like moisture issues, which is never good in a building. Mm. Very limited options for structural expansion. You couldn't just easily add a wing or something.
Right.
And a classic problem. Not enough parking. Which, you know, really impacts patient access, especially if you're planning to grow.
Okay, so that paints a pretty clear picture. The central dilemma, then, sink a lot of money into fixing a place with maybe fundamental flaws or go through the hassle and likely expense of moving somewhere totally new. That's a huge fork in the road.
A huge decision. And then, layered on top of that, was this big external factor. A major opportunity, but also a constraint.
Which
$1 million infrastructure grant from HRSA. That's the Health Resources and Services Administration.
Wow. Okay. $1 million. That's serious money for a community health center.
Absolutely transformative. But like a lot of grants, it wasn't just free money with no strings. It had a ticking clock.
A deadline.
Yep. A defined time frame to use the funds. And here's the kicker. If they decided relocation was the answer, they had this extra hurdle. They'd need to convince HRSA justify to them why that $1 million should go to a new property instead of the old one it was likely intended for.
Ooh. Okay, that adds a whole new level of complexity and pressure, I imagine. The sources mentioned the CEO, Mrs. Barbara Willis, was navigating all this.
That's right. Imagine having to make that case to a federal agency while the clock's running out. Intense stuff.
Definitely. So Page Healthcare Development comes in. What exactly was their job at this point?
So they were brought in specifically for that initial big question, to do a thorough infrastructure evaluation of the existing building, weigh the pros and cons, and basically help leadership make that call, renovate or relocate.
And given the costs involved, especially with the potential new build, how did they approach the money side of things beyond that initial $1 million grant?
Well, this is where it gets quite interesting strategy-wise. Their recommendation wasn't just find a new spot. They proposed developing a brand new outpatient clinic, yes.
Huh.
But crucially, they suggested doing it using an off-balance sheet approach, specifically a synthetic lease arrangement.
Okay, hold on. Off-balance sheet synthetic lease. That sounds technical. Why was that specific approach important here? Can you break that down a bit?
Sure. Think of it like this. It's a financing tool. It lets the health center use and operate the new building almost like they own it. But the large cost of that building doesn't initially show up as a huge debt or asset on their main financial statements, their balance sheet.
How does that work?
It's structured more like a lease for accounting purposes, at least initially, even though they have a lot of control and usually an option to buy it later. So the big advantage was getting the modern facility they desperately needed now without having to pull together all that capital themselves right at the start.
Ah, I see. So it kind of separates the immediate need for the building from the immediate capital required. Makes sense if funding is tight, but the need is urgent.
Exactly. It was a way to make the project feasible. So with that financial strategy sort of agreed upon, the path became much clearer. Find a suitable replacement location.
A fresh start. Makes sense. Did they know what size they were looking for?
Yep. The sources specify that. They needed about 25,000 to 30,000 square feet for this new outpatient medical space. That size would cover current needs, all the planned services, and allow for some future growth, too.
That sounds like a pretty significant step up from the old place. Suggests a real expansion of what they could offer. Now, the sources say Paige helped with a lot during that pre-development phase. It wasn't just finding a plot of land, right?
Oh, definitely not. Pre-development is incredibly detailed work. They helped scout potential sites all over Portsmouth, figure out which one was the best strategic fit, not just about the land itself, but access, community needs, that sort of thing.
And building something that size, you need way more than $1 million. Did they help line up the rest of the funding?
They did. Part of their role was assisting with the business case needed to raise that extra capital. The notes mentioned looking at things like tax incentives, you know, government programs to encourage development.
Right.
Also attracting equity capital, which means finding investors willing to put money in for a stake. And then securing senior debt that's more like your traditional bank loan, the kind that gets paid back first. Pulling all those different threads together is a major undertaking.
Sounds like it. And before you build, you need to know what you're building on. Did they handle the site investigations too?
Yes, absolutely critical stuff. Conducting site investigation studies, construction testing, checking the environmental status of the land. You have to do that due diligence.
What kind of things are you looking for there? Potential deal breakers?
Oh, absolutely. Things like, is the soil stable enough to build on? Is there any contamination from, you know, whatever was there before? Finding a major issue there could kill the project or add huge unexpected costs. It's essential work.
Makes sense. And what about figuring out the inside of the building, the layout?
That was part of it too. Program validation, basically confirming exactly what spaces the health center needed. They did test fit renderings so people could visualize how different services might fit.
Mm-hmm.
And developed conceptual layouts.
So really mapping it all out before committing. And I guess the big question, how much would it all cost?
Right. Determining the probable construction cost was another key piece they handled. And that number feeds directly into the financial modeling, tying it all together. Looking at all the costs, all the potential funding sources, projecting revenues, making sure the whole thing actually works financially, not just for day one, but long term. The sources specifically list their roles as real estate development, tax incentives prep, facility programming, and that really vital grant technical assistance.
Okay, wow. That's a lot of complex groundwork. So after all that planning, site searching, financial juggling, dealing with regulations, what were the results? Did they pull it off?
It really did. The outcomes look pretty successful, especially considering where they started. First off, a huge one. You remember that HRSA grant?
The $1 million?
Yeah. Paige helps with the negotiations, and they successfully kept it. They convinced HRSA to let that $1 million federal grant be used for the new location.
That is massive. Seriously, getting a federal agency to redirect funds like that on a deadline, how did they swing that? What was the key?
Well, the sources point to that grant technical assistance role. It wasn't just asking nicely. It likely involved building a really solid, evidence-based case for HRSA. Showing detailed proof that the old building just wasn't viable anymore. Presenting the evaluation data. Demonstrating how the new facility at the new location would better meet the grant's objectives. Things like expanding healthcare access. Showing a well-thought-out plan. Basically proving it was a better investment for the grant money.
Okay, that makes sense. Data-driven justification. What else did they achieve?
They also managed to get land control of a property owned by the city of Portsmouth. And the sources note this land was valued at around $2 million. Securing that site was obviously fundamental.
Wow. So keeping the federal grant and getting valuable city land, seems like they built some good partnerships there. And the clinic itself.
That was the ultimate outcome. They developed and completed the strategy for the new clinic, a $7.5 million facility. A huge upgrade, obviously, and capable of doing much more for the community.
And the services. What could they offer in this new space?
It's a comprehensive list, according to the sources. Primary care, pediatrics, women's health, men's health, dental, behavioral health and counseling, even an on-site pharmacy suite, plus admin space. Really an integrated health hub.
That's impressive.
And just for context, the notes mention Paige Healthcare has over 2.6 million square feet of healthcare experience overall. So, you know, this kind of complex project is definitely in their wheelhouse.
So stepping back and looking at this whole story, it starts with this failing building, a really tough decision, and that ticking clock on the grant money.
Right.
They use smart financial tools like that synthetic lease, did incredibly detailed pre-development work, finding the site, securing it, planning the building, lining up funds.
Making that crucial case to HRSA to keep the grant money.
Exactly. And the end result is this modern $7.5 million facility offering way more services. It's quite a journey.
It really showcases just how many moving parts there are in healthcare development. It's not simple. And those key wins, keeping the grant, getting the land, delivering the clinic, they didn't just happen. They came from specific strategies, tough negotiations, detailed planning, like we saw in the source material.
Yeah, this case really highlights that complex mix, doesn't it? You've got finance, real estate, navigating government agencies like HRSA, strategic planning. It all has to come together to make these essential community health facilities actually happen. It's so much more than just, you know, pouring concrete.
It absolutely is. And it brings us back to that initial dilemma they faced, renovate or build new. Thinking about their situation, it leaves us with a question for you, the listener, to chew on. When a healthcare facility is facing that choice, pouring a lot of money into fixing up an old place with maybe built-in problems versus taking on the massive task of starting fresh, what do you think are the biggest factors they really need to weigh in that decision?